For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth.
When I was in sixth grade, my mom had breast cancer. When she had chemotherapy treatment, she used to go and have the nuclear pharmacist come in and administer the drug. So it kind of sparked my interest from there.
Tyler McGee is a third-year pharmacy student at the Medical University of South Carolina. Tyler and his classmate, Ryan Rosenblad, have reached the part of pharmacy school where students see patients in clinical settings.
A big part of being a pharmacist is understanding the medications and understanding, you know, how they're made, how they're manufactured, how they work in the body. But a big part of clinical practice is making those judgment calls.
Their judgment calls, like choosing the right drug and dosage, have profound effects on patients.
Why are we choosing this? What can we use better? What evidence can support why we're using this?
When they need help, they call a preceptor.
So precepting is all about, all right, what did you learn? And then what's the next step? What do you want to do now?
Dr. James Sterrett is a pharmacy professor at MUSC. As a preceptor, he supervises and guides students through clinical practice.
If they don't say the right thing, I'm going to have to say, well, this is probably the best opportunity right here, and I'm going to provide them with that background. So now I want you to think about that insight precepting and think, can you do it utilizing telehealth technologies?
Using technology at MUSC that works like Skype and FaceTime, Sterrett can call into clinics where his students are practicing. For the program, the school partnered with Federal Healthcare Network, which serves all patients regardless of their ability to pay.
We provide a great opportunity for teaching and training.
Anthony Poole is the chief clinical officer at Federer. He says that students work alongside doctors, nurse practitioners, and others for a team approach to care, and they're making a big difference.
So the telepreceptor program has actually been fantastic. You know, having students on site allows their preceptor to be in one spot and be able to precept multiple students in remote locations. So he can sit in his office at MUSC and precept students that are 50 miles away, and they have the same face-to-face interactions they would if he was there in the room.
National organizations are noticing the teleprecept program's impact where it's needed most.
He is in a unique situation. He's one of few in the country that is doing it the way he's doing it, especially in the underserved. I think it's very important to hit on the underserved population because otherwise they wouldn't have access probably to a pharmacist.
That's Dr. Kelly Ragucci of the American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy. She says the program in Charleston is a model for pharmacy schools nationwide.
We as an organization, AACP, would like to take exemplars like what Dr. Sterrett's doing and show that to other faculty around the country so that they can emulate and do similar things.
She says the AACP wants to see more pharmacists and physicians work together this way, and telehealth can help make that happen.
Especially in underserved areas. So it doesn't necessarily have to be that there's a pharmacist in every primary care clinic around the country, although that would be nice, even if there's a way that there's any sort of formal relationship where they have access to a pharmacist, and that could be through telehealth.
The students say they're happy to be in a clinic with patients, knowing that expert advice is just a call away.
It's super empowering. I know that I've gone out to these clinics and definitely felt like I need to get as far along as I can and, you know, rely on myself, but it's really nice to know that if I do get stumped or if I do run into a patient that's difficult or somebody that really needs to have the professional touch, that he's there.
For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.